Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Dale, sin miedo. Arriesgate y sígueme al juego. Sola.
And it's the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. The show that plays more music you've never heard and can't understand than any other show in the state.
Conchale.
And also Chamo. Speaks languages you don't know.
No freaking way.
It's Fulanito.
I don't know what any of this means.
Fulanito. It's una estrella.
Taco, mega estrella. Burrito, and churrito frijoles.
It's embarrassing, man.
What's embarrassing?
Do you know what the first most spoken language in the world is? Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, it's certainly not Spanish.
You know what's second?
I don't know. Probably Taiwanese, Japanese, South African. I don't care.
Spanish.
All right, that's great.
Well, but I mean, more people in the world speak Spanish than speak English, man.
And if we broadcast to the entire world, I would speak more Spanish. But we don't. We broadcast to an English-speaking
okay,
population.
Okay, fine. Be that way, Mr. Galapagos.
Galapagos, if you will.
Galapagos.
We're coming up. Denver Broncos are on the clock. The pick is in, actually, so stand by.
Do you know who else was drafted in the 82nd round?
Who?
Joe Montana!
In 1979.
Woo!
Looks like, the pick is in. And we're taking a look at the war room right now, and John Elway's holding court. Everyone's just kind of just looking at their phones. In just a few seconds, we will go ahead and bring up the sound announcing who this pick is.
Isn't that nice? People brought their horse heads.
Yeah, well, of course they did. Green Bay fans brought their cheese heads. And, you know, you saw those Eagles fans yesterday walking around in suits. There's this guy with a John Elway jersey. You know,
God, it's God. God jersey.
You've got fans all over the place. I mean, there are 100,000.
John Stallworth was an 82nd pick.
There are 100,000 people out there, so you're going to have fans of all 32 teams. Oh, there's
Von Miller's there.
Stupid Raiders fan.
Von Miller's there.
All right.
Up here it is.
Let's go ahead and bring it up, Alex.
In the first 55 and now 80 picks of a common draft.
Courtesy of the NFL
to
Network.
To announce the Denver Broncos selection, please welcome from Missouri Southern State University, undrafted free agent wide receiver.
Guess who it is?
Two-time Super Bowl champion, Rod Smith.
Yeah.
Rod Smith.
With the 82nd pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Carlos Henderson, wide receiver from Louisiana Tech.
Okay. Let's give a listen real quick to what they say about Carlos.
For those that like him, they say this is a very similar player to Corey Coleman last year out of Baylor that went to the Browns in the first round. He is a home run hitter, a lot of short stuff. He'll run after the catch, and then he can get on top of coverage. To me, though, the best thing he does, he breaks a ton of tackles, and that comes back to that build that he has. He looks like a running back when you're next to him, not like a wide receiver.
All right.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like a kick returner.
I'm going to guess that they got him for both receiver, slot, as well as
They needed
kick
a
returner.
Slot guy. They needed a slot guy. And
he's 5'11".
Yep, perfect. And he looks like a running back.
You say he's fast, breaks tackles.
And that's also probably going to be your kick returner. So listen, you needed a tackle, you needed defense up the middle, and you needed a kick returner. I mean, those are the three things we talked about that you need the most.
Absolutely.
And look what you've done.
Well, they've gotten two of those three, definitely. I mean, they have a defensive. They've put some more meat on their front seven, and they got hopefully will be a versatile guy in this most recent pick, and can also maybe take care of your kick return needs. So, I mean, that's great. They still need help with tight end. They still don't. You know, we still don't have anyone that we know is a great tight end. But
well, I mean, AJ Derby has proved that he can do something. I don't know if he can block necessarily, but
I don't trust AJ Derby because he's from the Patriots. And that alone is enough for me to.
Daniel Graham was with the Patriots.
And it broke my heart. Daniel Graham was such a good person when he was with CU. And then he went to the Patriots, and now I can't.
He's you feel dead. The same up against Chad Brown?
He's dead to me. They're both dead to me. They're dead to me.
Juicy Burgers, Chad Brown?
They're dead to me. They went and sold their soul to the devil. That's what they did. And that's why I can't trust AJ Derby. He was probably sent here by the devil himself to damage our team. Notice we got worse when AJ Derby got here. Coincidence? I think not.
And let's get some from the sane person over here.
I'm just saying, there's you know, players from the Patriots, they go to other teams and then they call back with their playbooks to the Patriots because they cheat. And there's a reason why the Broncos got worse after AJ Derby got here. I'm telling you. That's why you should never go get a Steelers player. They're just as good.
Why? They're going to steal. They're Steelers.
That's a different kind of stealing. Totally different. So
Steelers.
I'm actually pleased with the two picks the Broncos have made today. Still infuriated over the wasted first round pick, but he's making up for it so far with John Elway's making up for it with the two picks he's made today, and hopefully they've got one more pick here coming up in a few.
You're gonna love bowls.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know why you're gonna love bowls?
Why am I gonna love bowls?
Laser cat bowling, laser cat bowling, meow, 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 meow. No other reason than that.
I'm going to hate him. I will like the song. I'm going to like the song regardless. It's a great song. And by the way, for those of you who've just tuned in and have no idea what that was just about, every now and then,
bowling updates.
We have bowling updates.
And bowls? The Broncos went bowling.
I just, you infuriate me so much when you do that. It's not bowling. It's bowls. It's two different things.
Well, what does he do when he goes to the bowling alley?
Then we can do a bowling update.
Because what is he doing?
He's bowling.
He's going to do what? Or what is he doing currently? He bowls! Laser cat bowling! Laser cat bowling! Come on, man.
No, thank you. Thank you, Alan.
That's just
make these
dumb,
weird, random connections, and I have to explain it to the listeners all the time. They're like,
you don't have to.
Well, but we should, because we want people to stay and listen. And if they're like, I don't understand. If they go, I don't understand what they're talking about, they're going to be confused and they'll go away. And we don't want them to go away. We
I don't
them
want them to go away.
We want them to stay.
2-0.
Yes, Brockies are
leading the most important game of the season to date.
Unbelievable.
What? Why don't you believe that it's the most important?
Because it's just not. It might be a very important series to date, but it's not the most important game to date. I think it's an important series. I will not argue that. Real quick. Sorry, I got distracted. Nolan Arenado did something that you just never see Nolan do. That might be the worst throw I've ever seen him make.
What just happened?
He barehanded a sharply hit ball to third, and when he threw
six hopped it.
Yeah, like it bounced off the mound and then trickled into first base. It was really like you never see him do that. That's unnerving. Because the Rockies defense has not been spectacular the last few games. And that was certainly an error. Well, I don't know. Yeah, that was an error. That's a play you should have made.
If you're going to be diving.
He didn't dive, though.
But if you're going into foul ground to throw a ball, you can't assume that play.
I don't know. I know you can't assume an out. But that usually.
But it needs to be. It can't be. You can't have missed on an extraordinary attempt. You'll have had to have missed on a rather routine attempt.
Pretty routine, though. We'll have to watch and see how they score it. But for Nolan Arenado, that did not seem like anything that he hasn't done a million times.
But throw a ball on a six hop?
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. My heart, I feel fire, fuego.